Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, so today we have a new background. Let me see. Okay, actually the bokeh is quite good. I mean, like blurry, so you don't really see. So it's okay, I cannot find a perfect view in my this cave. Okay, so I think this is the best. Today we won't be doing the car because very jiak you, you know, petrol very expensive. And I think today's video a little bit longer. So I need to spend some time to actually go through your question. Okay, so today's video, first of all, let me touch on the how this video come about is that I actually post this question on the Telegram group. Then a lot of you actually use the Google form, submit your question. So the topic is like real or not. Real or not. Okay, means like you post a question about property, I tell you real or not, okay? Nothing to do with property, then I would answer lah, okay? So there's 37 questions. I don't think we can finish 37 questions today. But first of all, okay, we are coming towards the end of the year, coming towards the end of the quarter, haven't quarter yet, now it's September, but going to quarter already. So the property market is about to end But in these last 4 months, there is going to be a few interesting launches that I would like to recommend to you guys. Okay, so first of all, EC. If you can buy new launch EC, you can afford, go and consider. Okay, later I will tell you why. Because got people ask EC question here. Ma. The one, the EC should be at the Plantation Road near the Tengga one. Okay, then the second one is there's a Lorong Chuan launch that is coming out in October. So if you're interested in Lorong Chuan launch, you want to understand what is the strategy for new launch, why Lorong Chuan launch still got hope, how to invest correctly, what is the timeline to look at, how many years of holding power do you need, and whatsoever, I will go through with you when you engage me. Okay, there's no agent fee when you buy new launch through me. Okay, means if you engage me and you book show flat appointment through me, you don't need to pay agent fee. Okay, don't want to talk about marketing things already. Now we talk about the question. So how are this view good or not? Look from the top to the bottom. Okay, I a little bit no good or maybe I should relax like that. Okay, I sit properly first, sit properly. Okay, first question, buy resale EC that just MOP sure make money 5 years later. Okay, this question, you post this question to me. You say, buy resale EC that just MOP sure make money later. Purely lah, this question, I will give it a higher percentage of yes, true. Okay, but I got disclaimer to make. Because you say, buy resale EC that just, or you say just MOP, or just MOP, sure make money 5 years later. High chance, okay? I say this one real. Because very high chance, more percentage towards real. Okay, so some if it's like 60-70% real, I tell you why. There's some precondition lah. Because if you buy a resale EC, then you stupid buy very expensive, then of course cannot make money, right? Then later if I say real, then you say error, you say real, then later you never make money. So I have to be very careful with my answer. Second one, is private rental price for 2-bedder in CCR and RCR really falling further in 2024 and 2025? Wow, how I know if it's really falling, you know? But I think it will fall and stabilize somewhere lah. But will it really fall in 2024, 2025? I say it's not real. Because how I know whether it will fall 2024 or 2025? Will HDB price continue to rise? Okay, this one, I will say majority, I will say not real. Okay, more towards not real. Why? Because I feel that it will drop a little bit, then stabilize. Then it will stay stagnant. Will it continue to rise? Of course, some will rise, some won't rise. But overall, I feel that everybody will find a balance point soon. I don't see it continue to rise. Okay, I won't see it continue to rise because it will continue to get older also. Okay, this is important. Okay, for this segment, it's a very fast one because the question is real or not only. So it's real or not, man. No need to say so much. So very fast one, okay? Okay, next. As a newlywed that needs a house now, if I buy a resale HDB now at the heated market, now got heated meh? I don't think it's heated lah. I should expect a loss or break even at best when I exit in 5 to 6 years. I should expect a loss or break even at best when I exit in 5 to 6 years. I give it real. The reason is because I don't know what you're buying, man. So if you buy a wrong one, then Yes lah, but if you buy the correct one, will you make money? Okay lah, I give you real, because he say 5 to 6 years. 5 to 6 years, I think by then the supply in the market will have improved. A lot of BTOs will have come out, and the government will continue to release BTOs. And overall, yes, I agree. It's more towards making loss and break even at best. Okay, I agree. I give you real. Next. Developer will not sell low even when land price is much lower than the neighboring plot. Is that true? Of course lah. This one I say before mah. And I think if you all watch one of my videos that I did with the Josh Tan in the podcast, I told the audience in the video is that when the developer buy cheap doesn't mean they need to sell you cheap. When the developer buy expensive, confirm sell you expensive mah. This is apple chicken and egg thing you know. And at the same time, as long as you buy, the developer will sell you expensive, mah. Because if you all don't stop buying, then I put how expensive you also buy, then why must I sell cheap? Correct or not? I mean, to me, this is the logic of a businessman, and nothing wrong with this. Okay, next, resale HDB buyer, some came from H condo seller that waited for 15 months. Of course, this is real lah. Some you say some but to me it's very low percentage lah. You say some confirm got some lah. Confirm some one also considered some leh. Yeah, so it's confirm real lah. But are they the one pushing the market? I will say it's no lah. Next. Yishun condo cannot buy. Not true, because a lot of people buy still earn money. So this one confirm not true. What Yishun condo cannot buy. Now is property peak. If price drop gradually, HDB is affected most. Compared to private condos and resale EC, real or not? Wait, I don't understand. Now is property peak. If price drop gradually, HDB is affected most compared to private. Oh, he say. Okay, so he's trying to say that if the price drop gradually, HDB will get affected the most compared to private condo and resale EC. Okay, so I say it's real. Why? Because I feel that HDB price drop, right, is motivated by the government's effort. So I will give it real. Okay, this one we have to time because I don't want the video to go so long. So I will try to hit about 10 minutes, then I will stop it because there's really too many questions. Next. Two bed, one bath condo. Is the new one bedroom condo in today's market real or not? Not real lah. There's still one bedroom condo, mah. Your two bed, one bath condo is two bed, one bath condo. Your con bed, one bedroom condo is one bedroom condo. So it's not true. Okay, I don't think this is real. This is bullshit. There's still a lot of one bedder in the market. That is selling, and that is the real one bedroom condo. Next, is area with panjang really cursed for property appreciation? Blah 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 blah. Said to avoid Bukit Panjang and Bukit Panjang because of low demand. Is this trend true for 3 to 4 bedroom or totally a myth? Compared to other estate, District 23 seems more affordable. Okay, Panjang can be a few place eh. Can be Bukit Panjang and Pasir Panjang. You're correct. Actually, Bukit Panjang, if you look at it, the HDB flat now earn a lot of money, ma. And actually, if you look at Soh Acres is at Choa Chu Kang, but very near Bukit Panjang, ma. I also see Soh Acres earn a lot of money. So it's not really true, lah. Pasir Panjang, actually, you look at it, Pasir Panjang is the Telok Blangah area, which is the southern waterfront area. They are going to redevelop the place. So sooner or later, the place will have a lot of things. But that's later, lah. So, of course, if you buy now, a little bit early to me, I feel, you know. So if you got to see properly, because I really never follow, but I know that the PSA is going to move in 2032 or 34. Then by then they're going to redevelop. By then really, I think 2040. So maybe I will only look at it in 2033 onwards. Okay. So is it really cursed? I think it's not true lah. Okay, I think it's not true. Next, is it true that asset progression is sold by agents to make it seem like money is doubling or tripling every few years? For example, if you flip every how many years, you will end up with a landed property in no time and you will be able to retire in the millions. Is it true? No, it's not true. Okay, so I is it true that asset progression is sold by agents to make it seem? So he's trying to say that is asset progression sold by agent to make it seem like money is doubling? I don't think it's sold by agent. So let me explain to me lah, what is my understanding of asset progression. My understanding of asset progression is like buying a savings plan. You save, 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 save. Like you buy a small savings plan, then later you sell away. You buy a bigger saving plan, then you sell away. Then you buy an even bigger saving plan, then you sell away. Then when you retire, you got a bunch of money. Because when you buy property, you take a mortgage, you are forced to save up the money, you are forced to pay the mortgage. Then at the same time, the idea of asset progression is when you pay and save at the same time, right? Pay the mortgage at the same time, right? The property price actually increase. So while the property price increase, it will cover your interest. So you are forced to save. At the same time, the property price increase. So it covers the interest. So it's like a forced saving strategy. And then if you sell and buy, and you keep borrowing more money or buying bigger and bigger and bigger, you are forced to pay a higher money installment every month. Then you are forced to save more every month. That's what is asset progression all about in simple terms. I think this is the simplest I can put in lah. So I feel that it's not so by agents. If you understand the concept correctly, I think it's okay. But of course, this one boils down to what you're buying lah. To me, it's not just about buying bigger and bigger where you make money. You got to buy the correct property lah. I think that's very important. Okay, 11 minutes already. Let me go for last maybe one or two questions. Okay, depend on what is the next question lah. Okay, I want to say that this one is quite wun, quite da one eh. Means this is my first time looking at the question. I have never read through these questions. I want to give my best and faster and the most real reply to my audience in this video lah, okay? Is investing in property better than investing in stock, etc.? Some Gen Z influencers say history will not repeat itself in the century and discourage viewer to invest in property. Okay. So is this real or not? I think it's... is investing in property better than investing in stock? Okay, I will put... I feel lah, okay? I think investing in property is better. Okay, let me explain first. First of all, to invest in property, you must have money. Number one. Number two, to me, investing in property is about buying a property and stay. Of course, if you don't need a property to stay, you can stay in your mother's house, you buy a property and you rent out. Wow, that's even more power lah, because you get rental income. So to me, investing in a property is like investing in a tangible asset. You need to have a lot of money. You need to have a down payment ready. Okay, you need to have ready cash. But investing in stock to me is that it's not that it's no good or is it not better, but to me, it's investing in stock. Anyone can start, man. You can start any age as long as you got money, man. Of course, there's a legal age to open an account, lah. But you can ask your parents to help you, and you got some money, you can buy. There's some stock very cheap, man. Few dollar. And now I think, not like last time. I buy one lot, now can buy like 10 or I don't know, one also can buy. So to me, I think it's totally different. Whether people say what Gen Z influencers say, history will not repeat itself. You know history, meh? You can predict the future, meh? Oh, you some god or some whatever, the fortune teller or what? Tell me the 4D for today, lah. You know, I don't believe in all these things. I don't believe in speculation. I don't believe in people telling what history don't. All these things are to me is you know why? I mean, you cannot predict. You are not god. Then don't say this kind of thing, lah. Right? Okay. So to me, is that. Everybody needs a place to stay. So when I need a place to stay, I buy property. To me, that is called investing in property. I want to buy the correct property. Of course, today, if I don't need to buy a property, then my mindset will be different. I buy because I want to rent out. Then I will buy a different kind of property. But when I buy a property myself for my family to stay, I'm already investing in property. So I want to make the best decision so that I buy the most correct property thing. The property type or property kind or the most correct property so that throughout my property journey, I don't lose money. And like the asset progression question, I continue to save up. I continue to build my asset bigger and bigger. Because you see, to be frank, I share it in my own example. Okay, this is my last question. Okay, I think this is my last question. My own example is... I buy property, I sell. Hey, I never sell lah. I decouple lah, and I buy again. So throughout my years of property journey, I'm not very old. I'm 37 in the next few days. Okay. Now only 36 lah. 37 yeah. Wait lah. I also forget it. 37 lah. Today is 2024 right? 37 in the next few days. Okay, sorry. So I decouple, I save with my wife, I look at the amount of money I buy industrial and whatsoever. I look at the total amount of money if I sell everything at this point of time. I actually make money ma, and I actually save out. Let's say don't say make or don't make lah, but I actually save out quite a big sum of money. So it's good because when I earn a lot of money, I have the tendency of thinking, oh, I want to buy this, I want to buy this. You know, when people have money or you tao piu, you want to spend money, you know, you were very gengsi, wow, your bank a lot of money, you want to spend. But to me is at that point of time when I have a lot of money, I try to put my money in places that can help my money grow. So I think that was good because I don't want to put so much money in my bank, then waste the money or feel like I'm very rich, then I keep buying. So I bought a few property, industrial property, I bought a bigger condo, then I pay here, pay there, pay here, pay there. Now I go and calculate if I were to sell away all my property, how much cash am I getting back? I'm impressed, you know, I'm happy with what I'm doing. So to me, this is like asset progression. So if we put the asset progression concept into whether you should invest in property or not, I feel that the most important part, okay, whether is it a right word to use, whether property investment is it the correct term to use, I think most importantly is that we need a house to stay, so we buy property. So to me, that is called investing in property in Singapore. Then second, once you buy a house, you invest in a property, you don't want to lose money. You want to build your asset portfolio. You want to use this opportunity to stay happily and at the same time save a lot of money. I think that is one very important point. You don't want to be staying, saving a lot of money, and then in the end when you sell, then you realize that wah, jialat, this property cannot sell lah, lose money lah, end up wow, give you a lot of problem. That's what you don't want. So to me, investing in property, right, is not so much about investing in stock where hey, I buy 65 cents and today is a dollar, how much dividends, how much returns, how minus away, how much commission do I pay to all the tiger brokers lah, what broker, you know, to me it's very different because I'm staying in it, I live my life in it, I sleep in it, I enjoy my life in it, I make my videos in it, I watch YouTube in it, so it's a little bit different in terms of the understanding. Okay, so that's sorry if I scare you. Okay, so that's it for today's video. I will do a second episode on this because there's still a lot of questions lah. Okay, so I see you next week and bye bye. Wait. Remember to hit the like button and subscribe because you see, it takes me a lot. Actually, to be frank, I think it takes me a lot of effort to do videos because nowadays, the market not so hot lah. Not just talk about trend. Now have to put in a little bit more effort to think about wow, what kind of content, what kind of context, how to make things interesting, how to be make things more genuine and don't go and like overlap content about property. And you know, when I try to solely focus on just property content, it's really, really not easy. So please support, hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode and bye bye.